the 19 for a gain of two. Under 30 seconds left. I don't think Jeff West is going to hurry too much here, as we're going to take this one to the half, probably. Maybe one more play. We'll see what the Tigers do. Holthouse looking at the wristband. Second down and seven. They gave him three on the pitch and catch. Holthouse does take a snap, throws it to the far side, and it's going to be caught across the 20 at the 21. So just a gain of one there. That is the wide receiver, Brody Boyer, who catches a one-yard pass there, and that's just going to end the first half. So we saw two non-offensive touchdowns and a Hiawatha 20-0 halftime lead here at Jeff West. Our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. You want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. 20-0 Hiawatha. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster, at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice. Lemon's Pot and Pantry in Holton carries a large supply of harvest-dried freeze dryers and products. Freeze-dried foods retain 98% of nutrients, last up to 25 years on a shelf with no need for jars or freezers. Lemon's Pot and Pantry in Holton uses these products and can help answer all your freeze-drying questions. Located at 500 Vermont in Holton and available by appointment by calling 785-383-3426. Come look, purchase, and take home today and start freeze-drying tomorrow. Connect on Facebook at Lemon's Pot and Pantry.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Hansaland Radio.
Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show here from Meriden, Jefferson West, trailing Hiawatha 20-0 here at the half. Brandon Tamman alongside Trenton Craxner, and really the key storyline is we'll get some scores from around the area. Boy, we're getting some interesting scores from some of our area games. We'll kind of dive into that here in a minute, but let's talk about this first half for a minute again. All Hiawatha 20-0. The game started Ashton Rocky, 72-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. 12 seconds in, it was a 7-0 Red Hawks lead, but then we saw back-to-back turnovers by each team, and then a short field after a punt by Jefferson West. Hiawatha was able to get a touchdown by Ty Willick, a 6-yard run, made it 13-0 with about 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Then both offenses certainly turned stagnant really until about midway through the second quarter, but late in the second quarter, Jeff West had it deep in their own territory, and Tucker Holthouse threw an interception, turned into a pick six by Ty Willick, who's had really just an incredible first half. So he's got the touchdown run, he's got an interception return for a touchdown. He's also got a sack, and he's also got a partially blocked punt as well. The punt still ended up in decent field position for Jeff West, but Ty Willick still got his hands on a punt. So obviously the real storyline was Hiawatha losing their quarterback, Brent Barnhill, in the first half, really in the first quarter, pretty early on in the game, and it did not look good. It was a leg injury. He was on crutches. Believe he's not even at the stadium anymore, as it was just one of those plays just kind of getting rolled up on from behind and a little twist action, and again, you only hope for the best, but all signs pointing that it may not be an ideal situation for the senior quarterback. Sophomore Alex Pyle comes in. You could see kind of the growing pains and the struggles for the offense, but really for Hiawatha, their offense hasn't had to do much with a kickoff return touchdown and a defensive score as well.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the stats, Hiawatha only has 99 total yards of offense, and they're up by three scores right now. I think that's indicative of the kickoff return for a touchdown and the pick six, but you're right, Pyle's fumbled a couple snaps. He threw a pretty bad interception, I'd say, at the end of the half there. It wasn't really, I don't know what he saw there, maybe some confusion, but I think this week, you know, you try and get through the game tonight, get through, get a win, and then get Pyle as many reps as possible, because you got a big home game next week against Holton. You know, it was a state semifinals last year. You got a big game, so try and get through this one, work him all week, and hopefully he's ready for the game next week against Holton.
Yeah, we'll see. But again, the offense hasn't had to do a whole lot for Hiawatha with the kickoff return touchdown and then the interception return for a touchdown as well. But boy, Jeff West, they have had their struggles, a couple of turnovers. They've had trouble with their offense, but they have not been the beneficiary of good field position. They've been backed up into their own territory all half, and just when you can't move the ball and you got a long way to go, it doesn't equal a recipe for success. What's kind of the ideal scenario for Jeff West? What kind of, you know, what kind of adjustments do they make, I should say, here trying to get into the half and just trying to get something going in the next two quarters?
You know, they get the ball to start the half, so, you know, maybe get a score. Your defense has been playing great. Your defense has got an interception, a fumble recovery, so, you know, they're keeping you in the game. I think, you know, you got to protect Holthouse on a strong side. If you're going to run from pressure, you got to make sure you can at least have a chance to throw on the run. Cause it's going to be tough being a lefty throwing across his body, but all the pressure's coming from his strong, so you got to shore that up, maybe run that way. I don't know, send an extra blocker. You got to protect his side there, his strong side, because that's where all the pressure's coming from that Hiawatha front.
You mentioned just 99 total yards of offense for Hiawatha. Jeff West, just 36. They have 32 yards rushing on 14 carries, averaging just 2.3 yards per carry. Now, Hiawatha hasn't had much success in the run game as well. I mean, they do have 87 yards on the ground, but just averaging 3.6 yards per carry. As you look at some of the individual numbers here for Hiawatha, their leading rusher in the first half, no doubt, Xavier Oldham, busted a 29-yarder at one point on that final drive before the interception. He's got six carries for 45 yards, also seven for Monahan, seven for 20 yards, and then the one reception, the completion by Pyle to Ashton Rocky for 12 yards. Sam Brockstrom, the leading rusher for Jeff West, seven carries and 22 yards. Holthouse, the interception, just three of seven passing for just 4 yards. He has a completion of 0 yards, one for three, and one that just went for one. So again, the offense is pretty stagnant, as every time we bring you some statistics, it's brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Andler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and also Courtney Brockhoff. Our halftime score, 20-0, Hiawatha. Will continue after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications is a participating service provider in the Affordable Connectivity Program that provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households and up to $75 per month for households on qualifying tribal lands. The benefit program ensures households can afford the broadband they need for work and school. To learn more about the eligibility requirements for the Affordable Connectivity Program, visit Rainbow Communications' website at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Slagle and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Yeah. This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Nothing Hiawatha here at halftime. Jefferson West looking for a turnaround here as we are about 6 minutes out from the start of the second half. Brandon Tamman joined by Trenton Craxner. I want to thank Leah Kessler, Paige Mueller behind the cameras here at Hiawatha Red Hawk Channel at MSCSports.net. We're going to run down some scores here as we're getting those in from our area games around the area. Certainly we got some shockers, maybe some. Maybe as expected, the 8-man D2 reigning state champs in Axtell, they beat Hartford. That game ended at halftime, 54-0. A couple matchups in the Northeast Kansas League. Jackson Heights, a 24-7 halftime lead at Moore Hill Mounts Academy. And then how about this one? ACCHS, a 24-0 lead at Jefferson County North at the half. And Tigers and JCN, arguably the top two teams in that league. And ACCHS kind of putting it on the Chargers right now, 24-0. That game on our sister station, CARE 93.7. Holton, a 21-0 lead at the half against Sabetha. Of course, Holton lost last week to Nemaha Central, and what was a fantastic game. Wildcats trying to bounce back and get their first win. Some other games of note. Last we had seen, Nemaha Central was rolling over Royal Valley. That was a 34-0 lead for the Thunder after the first quarter. Centralia had a 19-0 lead over Christ Prep Academy, and Perry LeCompton a 21-6 lead at the half in their game as well over Riverside. Trying to find some other scores as well. Last we had seen, Atchison had a 13-8 lead over Casey Sumner at the end of the first quarter. McLouth and Horton, two teams trying to end losing streaks. That game was all tied up at 6-6 midway through the second quarter. And again, just checking some other scores. Those are the ones we have right now. Our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Again, Hiawatha leading here at Jeff West, 20-0 at the half. We'll have more after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Joe at Holt House Auto House, your full-service dealer in Fairview, Kansas. From getting you your dream ride to all of your service work, we are here to help. We have a full-service shop where every vehicle undergoes a 172-point inspection. At Holt House Auto House, every vehicle comes with a warranty. No as-is vehicles here. Don't see what you're looking for on our lot or website. Our locator service is all-inclusive. We will go anywhere in the country to find exactly what you want down to the last detail. We'll find it, get it, inspect it, and finance it. And then we can even service it after the sale, all here at Holt House Auto House in Fairview.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
Soon they're going to be starting to pull cattle off of grass, going to start thinking about getting the combines rolling, getting everything ready for harvest.
That's Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
Be on the lookout and know that farmers are going through a busy, stressful time of year, and all we're trying to do is have a safe, productive harvest.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Halftime presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Hiawatha 20, Jefferson West nothing at the half. Two non-offensive touchdowns for the Red Hawks. They got a pick six by Ty Willick, and then also a kickoff return touchdown to open the game. It was Ashton Rocky took the opening kickoff, 72 yards to the house. Both teams have multiple turnovers. Again, Brant Barnhill, the senior quarterback for Hiawatha, injured in the first quarter. It's been the sophomore Alex Pyle ever since. And just both offenses under 100 yards, 99 total yards for Hiawatha, just 38 total yards for Jefferson West, and it's a 20-0 halftime lead for the Tigers. Again, our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. We'll take one more timeout when we come back. The second half is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student-athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Dr. Ryan Carr, orthopedic surgeon, is now seeing patients at Holton Community Hospital. Dr. Carr is a board-certified and fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon who specializes in disorders of the shoulder, hip, and knee. Dr. Carr performs joint replacement and advanced arthroscopic reconstruction surgeries, as well as fracture management. For more info or to schedule an appointment, call 785-364-9681 or visit HoltonHospital.com for more info. Personalized care with hometown heart. That's Holton Community Hospital, where you can count on care close to home.
KZLN Radio.
Well, just minutes away from the start of the third quarter here as Jefferson West trails Hiawatha 20-0 on their home turf. Brandon Tamman joined by Trenton Craxner here as we have a couple more minutes left and just kind of talking about some adjustments for both of these teams. You lose your quarterback, Brant Barnhill, in the first quarter. Hiawatha brings in the sophomore, Alex Pyle, who certainly had some growing pains, but they kept it on the ground for the most part. Ty Willick, Xavier Oldham certainly doing their parts in the run game. I would expect a heavy dose of that in the second half with a 20-0 lead. And for Jeff West, just trying to find some kind of momentum on offense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you said earlier about Holthaus having being 3-7 for 4 yards, that's indicative of the offensive line not getting a good push up front because he's having to dump it off short, not able to get anything downfield. And when you get to the run game, you know, no one's really running the ball well because the offensive line of blocks. You got to get your offensive line going, really got to get a push going up front because the Hiawatha front seven is flying around pretty well.
Yeah, very good for the Hiawatha defensive front. Peter Campbell, Caden Johnson has a sack as well. And Ty Willick also has a sack. I mean, Ty Willick's been everywhere in this game. He's got the lone offensive touchdown. It was a 32-yard touchdown drive that was capped off by a Willick 6-yard touchdown run, and then he also had the interception return for a touchdown. He's got a sack on defense as well. He also got his hand on a bunt as well, so pretty much a blocked punt, a pick six, a touchdown run, and a sack. So quite the first half for Ty Willick as we're just moments away from the start of the second half. Our game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. Go to rainbowtel.net for more information, providing the most reliable internet services here in Northeast Kansas. So Jeff West certainly needing to get something here going. They will get the ball to start the second half. As again, Hiawatha will probably just try to play keep away, keep things on the ground, and then try to get themselves into next week, because after tonight, boy, it does not get easy for Hiawatha, especially if they're without Brant Barnhill for a significant amount of time. They go, or they'll have a home game next week. They'll welcome in Holton next week. Then they'll have back-to-back road games at Clay Center and Concordia before playing a very good team in Rock Creek. They got to go to Marysville and then Hayden at the end of the year. So that is a very difficult stretch for Hiawatha. Certainly if they're without Brant Barnhill for a significant amount of time, that makes it even that much more challenging.
You know, I mean, just unlucky to get such a tough district, but, you know, you got to take wins when you can get them. There's a very winnable game right now. They put themselves in a good position. You know, I mean, like I said earlier, if they can just use this half to gain experience with Pyle and get them more comfortable, you know, you give yourself a shot against Holton next week. I mean, you're at home, so you have that advantage going for you, but it's about getting Pyle more comfortable being the quarterback because it's unlikely Barnhill will play next week.
Yeah, just hoping for the best for Brant Barnhill. It did not look good. He was on crutches. It was a leg injury. He's already gone from the stadium, so probably going to go to the hospital, be evaluated a little bit more, trying to figure out exactly what happened. But just, again, hope for the best for Brant Barnhill. Hiawatha will kick off here to start the third quarter. It'll be Xavier Oldham. And he boots this one, kind of a short kick from right to left. It's going to bounce and skid out of bounds at about the 15-yard line. Second kick we've seen go out of bounds here today. So Jeff West will have decent field position to start here in the second quarter. Correction, the second half, I should say.
Gotcha.
First down and 10 for Jefferson West. The ball after the penalty is going to be, see where they mark him, on the far side hash, around the 25, maybe the 30. We'll see where they mark it. Looks like it's going to be a little bit better than that. How about near the 35? Yeah, so first and 10 at the 35 for Jeff West.
You know, maybe they can take this good field position, go down and get a drive, you know. Defense done well. Get your offensive going. You have yourself a shot. You're only down 20 because your defense has kept you in it.
Now we get a whistle by the officials. Now a stoppage here of play before the first snap.
Some play clock confusion?
I don't know. They might be. Someone is flying a drone over the end zone down there.
Oh, how about that?
And the officials are waiting for whoever's flying a drone over the end zone.
There you go. That's who that's what you do when you come to a football game on Friday night. You fly your drone. You don't come and watch the game. Maybe at home, brought the drone, like, have a little camera on there to watch the game. You could just watch it on the Hiawatha channel.
Exactly.
I mean, like, this is a live stream game.
Well, the drone is still up there, but they're going to continue on. So the first play here of the second half, Holthouse takes the snap. That's going to be a holding penalty. Now he has a throw here downfield. That's going to be caught at the 30 and inside the 25, but I think this is all for naught as this play is going to be coming back.
Very long developing play there. Might have been a hold or a block in the back by one of the linemen. This play took a while to develop, and they did get Bielman going down the sideline.
Yep, hold on Jeff West. So a big pass play negated. He kind of figured right out the gate, right where the flag was thrown, that it was a hold because Holthouse had to immediately scramble out of the pocket. We talked about the offensive line issues for Jefferson West and how the defensive front for Hiawatha has kind of controlled the line of scrimmage. That drone is still hanging up there. Now I'm just going to keep looking at that. It's
they made an
announcement right
over the PA system.
Yeah,
so
they did.
I'm assuming that they're not here, maybe. Maybe, like I said, maybe someone's flying and they're just not at the game. Or
someone's
they just don't
saying,
care.
Yeah, someone's saying it could be Hiawatha's team drone. That's a thing, but it's
kind of behind the goalpost now, so it's a little bit more hidden. Slowly moving.
2022, what a time to be alive. You can just fly little planes over places with cameras, and it's just a world we live in. But not affecting play at all. So after the holding penalty, first and 25 for Jefferson West back at their own 20. So they lose all that field position from the kick going out of bounds, and now they have a lot of work to do to try to get a first down. They need the 45
to
move the chains.
Play clock's going down to 3 here.
And do get the snap off in time. Holthouse is going to give it to the fullback, I believe. That is Shellman. He gets bottled up in the backfield, and then another flag is thrown in near the position of holding, and Hiawatha's reaction is making me believe that this is going against Jeff West.
Able to get the snap off late there, but maybe an offensive lineman got a little bit. No, they did say holding. I thought maybe an offensive lineman seeing the play clock tried to get an early start, but it's another holding call.
Yikes.
Now it's on the backside, too. The play ran to the other side of the field, so there's no real reason to hold there. Now you're just putting yourself in a deeper hole.
So now, it is going to be first and 35 from the 10. Waiting for the officials to settle this up, or
they're going to decline it.
So they decline the penalty. So they'll move it back to where it was at about the 19-yard line. So still second and a long ways to go. Second and about 25, roughly. So, yeah, second and 25 for for Jeff West. Still early on, third quarter, 20-0 Hiawatha. End around, not much to the 20, maybe the 21, as Brockstrom carries for a yard, and that's it.
The same story, you know. I mean, run of nothing and then a run of two there for Shellman and then Brockstrom. It's just they still struggling up front. I mean, Hiawatha does have a good size advantage with their guys up front. They have a lot of bigger bodies than Jeff West, but they got to get a better push to have their offense start anything.
Third and 24 for Jeff West at their own 21-yard line. Coming up on a minute into this third quarter, they trail Hiawatha 20-0, put themselves behind the sticks with a couple of big holding penalties. Holthouse in the gun, having to scramble for his life, and down he goes. He is ripped down in the backfield. It's a quarterback sack, and that was a monster play by the defensive front for Hiawatha. K.J. Hollab, the senior, listed at 6'4", in on the stop and the sack. And now Jeff West punting from near their own end zone. We talked about Jeff West just trying to get some positive momentum, and they went in the opposite direction to start their drive here in the third quarter. Brockstrom's going to punt this one away. Decent punt. That's not going to take a very good bounce. Not sure what the Hiawatha player's doing hovering over the ball. That's a dangerous play right there. That's Connor Kettler, a sophomore. If I'm the coach, I'm not really pleased with what he's doing there. But it will be Hiawatha ball. They'll have great field position at the 40, leading 20-0, not quite 2 minutes into the second half.
That putt was almost blocked again by Willick. I mean, he came off the edge and he was right there again. Nearly getting to the punter. Blocked punt there would have been either a safety or a touchdown for Hiawatha.
Alex Pyle, the sophomore, back to work at quarterback. Xavier Oldham's in the backfield. The wing to the right is Rocky. The wing to the left is Willick. Send a man in motion. It's Rocky. They give it to Oldham. Ball's on the turf, and I think Hiawatha jumped on it. Boy, that's about what, maybe the third, fourth time we have seen kind of a missed exchange there from Pyle to a running back, and fortunate for Hiawatha, I think every time they've been able to jump on it, but that's going to lose a yard. It'll bring up second down and 11 back to the 41.
It looked like it was a late handoff attempt going up the middle. I mean, they're trying to run that little triple option kind of play with the dive at the middle. You had the option going out, but that's a late handoff there, and he's lucky enough to fall on it because, you know, that gives good field position to Jeff West. They're able to pick that up, be around midfield to start their drive, but lucky enough, again, so it's second long now.
Monaghan, the new running back, behind Pyle. He'll get it right up the middle. He is stuffed up, and now will churn the legs for a couple. Forward progress to the 39 for a gain of two. A third down and 9 coming up here for Hiawatha. Credit the Jeff West defense. They have certainly played well, minus just a couple of big plays, but Hiawatha's offense has gone stagnant since losing Brant Barnhill. And just fortunate they got the kickoff return touchdown and also the pick six, or we're looking at a much different ball game. 20-0, Hiawatha, under 9 minutes to go here in the third. They have third and 9 from the Jeff West 39. Oldham on the carry, has some room to the 35. He's going to be short of the first down, but he'll gain a solid chunk of about 7 yards inside the 35. They'll mark him down at the 33 for a gain of 7. So it's a much more manageable fourth down scenario here. It's going to be fourth down and 2, maybe fourth and a short 3 for the Redhawks at the 33, so they do need the 30-yard line for a first down, and no reason not to go for it here. We saw in the first half, Hiawatha had a chance on a fourth and short to go for it. Then they got a false start penalty that backed them up 5 yards, and then they ultimately had to punt. So here we go, fourth and 3 for Hiawatha at the Jeff West 33, coming up on 4 minutes into this third quarter. Monaghan, the running back, has some room here to the near side. A flag is thrown. He lost the football.
And our scrum.
And another scrum for it. I think Jeff West may have this one. Well, let's see. About 6 or 7 bodies, but again, a flag is on the field. I don't even know if he got the first down.
He crossed the 30, got about the 29, so he would have had enough for first down.
Should have had enough. Not by much, by maybe a yard. Rocky ends up falling on it, but it is a hold. So he had enough for the first down, but a holding penalty is going to negate that fourth down conversion. So they're going to be backed up 10 yards, and they're going to have to try it again. So we'll move it back from the 34. So it's going to go to the 44. And now it'll be roughly fourth down and 14.
Now you're probably looking at a punt here. Keep that field position. Keep Jeff West backed up.
Well, now, just like Jeff West on their first drive, going finishing behind the chains, Hiawatha was moving. They started this drive at their own 40. Now they're sitting at fourth and 14 at the 44. So they also lose key yards here on this drive, and a holding penalty negates a fourth down conversion, and now Hiawatha will, in fact, punt this one away. Oldham takes the snap, runs to his right. Oh, boy, now he punts it late and kicks it straight out of bounds. I don't think he didn't even get that back to the line of scrimmage.
Kind of
that was a net punt of minus 2 yards.
You know, Oldham uses a little rugby punch. They runs out, but they had the pressure, and there was a guy right in his face, so he's kind of had a last resort kick it, and he got hit as he kicked it, and it didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. So now there's a big opportunity for Jeff West. You're starting at the 49. Key possession here in the game.
I just think you have to get some points here if you're Jeff West. You obviously need a touchdown. I mean, because you can at least get it to a two-score game. If you somehow land three, you're still down three possessions. I don't think Hiawatha's in any hurry anytime they get the ball. They lead it 20-0, 7:48 left third quarter. First and 10, Jeff West near midfield. It's like Brockstrom on the give. He gets one to midfield, does Brockstrom. So ball at the 50, far side hash, a gain of one there by Brockstrom, second down and 9.
Interesting personnel change here for Jeff West. They now have Brody Thielen in there at quarterback, or at least on that snap, he was in there. Yeah, Holthouse is on the sideline, so they have Thielen, the freshman, back there, taking that snap, and he's taking this one too. So
interesting.
Maybe an injury or just the struggles on offense try to change it up a little bit going to the freshman.
So the freshman, Thielen, the new quarterback, he's in the pistol. He's got Brockstrom in front of him. They'll hand it to the running back here, gets into Hiawatha territory near the 44-yard line. Trying to see. I think we got a couple new bodies in there for Jefferson West.
Mark him at the 45.
That's going to be Lenny Stevens, who got that carry there. And he gained nearly 5 yards. They'll give him 4 for the Hiawatha 44. So Thielen, the new quarterback, and Stevens in there at running back. And those two still in the backfield. Brockstrom out there in motion. He'll stop there on the left side. They want to give it to Stevens once again left side. He's got a nice little run and near a first down.
Be very close.
Far side official is right on the stick at the Hiawatha 41-yard line.
You know, I mean,
needed 4, got about 4.5.
Just 3 plays so far, but I mean, you're looking at, well, they're going to mark them just short, but I mean, they've picked up almost 10 yards with this whole new combination in the backfield, so maybe it's like an energy charge into the team here. Go with some different guys now.
He needs maybe a football length for a first down, so they do mark him short. 4.5 yards at best.
Looks like they're going to measure.
For Jeff West, and this honestly does look like it's maybe worth a measure from where we're at. Yeah, it is right on the stick. Honestly be a little shocked if it, in fact, was not a first down. So they will measure. The ball's at the 41. I mean, the stick's literally at the 41. If he's short, it's going to be by an inch or two at best. So we'll see, but Thielen and Stevens, a nice little combination, quarterback and running back, again, just trying to find some momentum and see if they do, in fact, work a first down. In fact, they do.
That's just the second first down of the night for Jeff West.
Wow.
That's testament to how great the Hiawatha defense has been tonight.
Yep, 5:49 left third quarter, 20-0 Red Hawks. Jeff West just trying to find some momentum here on offense. New quarterback Thielen along with a new running back in Stevens. They do pick up just their second first down of the game. back on the move, under 5:50. It'll be first and 10, Jeff West, at the Hiawatha 41-yard line, moving left to right, they're on the far side hash. Bring two receivers split wide to the right, one left. There is the snap. Give is to Brockstrom here, and he's got a bull rush carry near a first down. Out to about the 31-yard line. He'll gain 10 yards, and he is right on the first down stick. But wait a minute. Hold your – that's going to be a fumble. Hiawatha has the football. Did not even see a reaction until after the play was over. Jeff West has turned it over.
That really, really hurts. I mean, you back-to-back plays, you gain two first downs, and you know, the momentum, the crowd's pumped up, and then end of the play, a fumble, and Hiawatha is able to jump on, just capitalizing.
Wow.
Talked about in the pregame, seven turnovers last week. That's the third one tonight, so.
Well, now Hiawatha, with 5:24 left here in the third, leading 20-0. They get it back, first and 10 at their own 32, a toss play here, and Xavier Oldham on the carry. Good second effort across the 35, out near the 37 for a gain of nearly 5. So it'll actually be a gain of 4 for Xavier Oldham out to the 36-yard line. He was hit in the backfield in just a second effort, pushing the line up the middle and getting 4 yards. Colin Miller, senior defensive lineman, is off the field. I guess one of the officials told him to go off for some reason. Holding his hands up, not sure why, but they'll bring in another defensive lineman into the game. That'll be Logan Holman, a freshman. Second down give right up the middle, maybe a yard at best up the gut for Oldham. It'll bring up third down in about 6, maybe 5. Down to 4:50 and counting here in the third quarter, so they give them a yard. We'll call it third and 5 at the 37-yard line. They need the 42 for a first down. They got 20 seconds on the play clock. Hiawatha breaks the huddle as we're coming up on 4:20 to go, third quarter. 20-0, Hiawatha. Third and 5 at their own 37. And they run it to Monaghan on the far side. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage and maybe a yard to the 38. They'll give Monaghan a yard. So now fourth down and 4 coming up at the 38-yard line. Would have to imagine Hiawatha will punt this one away. As again, Jeff West defense getting the stop, but they just have done absolutely nothing on offense tonight, and it's just been an absolutely tough go for them. So Xavier Oldham, a Swiss Army knife, doing a little bit of everything tonight. He'll take a low snap. Oh, he bobbles it and is somehow able to get it away, and somebody hits Oldham after the punt. I think was Shellman.
You guys going down on the field? Downfield, about midfield, a little scrum down, but it's going to be rough in the kicker. At least
wow.
Running into the kicker. I think that's going to give him enough for a first down.
No, it would.
Even if it is rough, running into the kicker.
That is just no reason for that. You nearly block the punt, and he somehow is able to get it away. And I think it was Shellman who kind of just pushed him down after he kicked it away.
Game getting a little chippy. I mean, then you had two guys, player for Hiawatha and a player for Jeff West, on the ground getting into it on around midfield. Don't know why, but a little chippy here. Kind of a close game. Jeff West probably a little frustrated with all the turnovers they're having.
Wow, and that's going to be a first down for Hiawatha. They would have got the ball back, but they run into the kicker, which it looked like, I'm surprised it wasn't blocked. Oldham did a great job just to get that one away. And then he got just thrown down afterwards. And the penalty is going to move Hiawatha, keep the drive alive, up to their own 45. They'll get a fresh set of downs, first down and 10. 3:44 left third quarter. They lead here at Jeff West, 20-0. And now you're running out of time just with things, how they've gone for Jeff West. Do you think this offense can get 3 touchdowns? You need that minimal. at least at minimum. Now Olden breaks free. He gets into the secondary. He's at the 40, 35, and all the way down near the 30-yard line. Xavier Olden on a huge carry as he gains 25 yards. Talk about a big run for Xavier Olden and a first down.
Broke a couple tackles and just stayed on his feet, running the ball hard, just refusing to go down. You know, gets a big run. Now he's approaching 100 yards on just 10 carries. Been a great night for Oldham.
He had 67 yards last week, approaching 100 here tonight. First and 10, Hiawatha at the 30. Monaghan the carry, left side, not much. He'll get forward progress to the 28 for a gain of 2. It'll bring up second down and 8 from there as we're approaching the final 3 minutes here in the third quarter. 20-0 Hiawatha. Jeff West has really just shot themselves in the foot all night. Penalties and turnovers have been the killer. They've had opportunities, but credit Hiawatha's defense as well. Hiawatha could certainly put nearly a cap on this game if they can find the end zone. They have it second down and 8 at the Jeff West 27. Now some movement up front, and this is going to be moved back 5 yards. False start against Hiawatha, so another penalty on the Redhawks. So from 2nd and 8 to 2nd and 13. Ball will be moved back to the 32-yard line. We have seen just one offensive touchdown in this game tonight. Ty Willick, a 6-yard touchdown run, capping off a 32-yard short field drive. Willick also has a pick 6, and the Nashton Rockies opening kickoff return for a touchdown. There's another fumble in the backfield, and then Monaghan is just ripped down for another loss. It looked like there was just a bad exchange between the center, Maverick Schaefer, and the quarterback, Alex Pyle. Now Monaghan is limping off the field to the far side, and it's going to be 3rd and long now for Hiawatha. So both offenses have gone stagnant, and we get a timeout. It's going to be 3rd and long for Hiawatha. Timeouts by the Redhawks. It's going to be 3rd and 18, the Jeff West 36. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. It's time for a break. You're just looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or maybe at your own home in the living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Six left in this frame. It's been a Hiawatha tonight, leading 20-0 here at Jeff West, although it's been kind of a sloppy game. A lot of penalties, a lot of turnovers. Unfortunate for the Redhawks again. They lost their starting quarterback, Brant Barnhill, in the first quarter. His night was done quickly with a leg injury. Sophomore Alex Pyle has come in, had some growing pains for sure. Penalties have certainly killed both teams here in the second half. So out of the timeout, Hiawatha has 3rd down and 18 at the Jeff West 36-yard line. Pyle under center, takes the snap, gives it to Oldham up the middle. Another flag is thrown from the backside. The gain of maybe 3 by Oldham, but this could be coming back once again. Not sure if Jeff West would decide to decline the penalty. It's going to be a block in the back against Hiawatha. So I think they're going to decline the penalty. They will. So it's going to be 4th down after Oldham picked up maybe 3 yards. Actually, maybe just a yard. That's about it. He didn't get much. It's going to be 4th down and about 15. And I think Hiawatha again with the lead, and now they can play the field position game here with 2:20 left in the third. They're going to boot this one away. So once again, the Jeff West defense, despite a penalty, keeping a drive alive for Hiawatha. They do ultimately get the hold. Oldham is able to boot this one away. Far side, and it takes a bounce inside the 10 and skips out of bounds near the 5. And some more players kind of scrumming up with each other. I think that was Casto and
Newell, Braden Newell for Hiawatha, a little 5'10 sophomore. You know, that's the second scrum we've seen. Back-to-back punts, the one that had the penalty, there was a little scrum going on in that one, too. So a little physical on the punt, even though it went out of bounds. I mean, after the play, I mean, I said Jeff West, three turnovers tonight. The last one was really brutal, so a little, probably a little frustration for some of their guys out there.
Well, Jeff West, their offense has struggled tonight. They only have not even 50 yards of total offense. They have to go 94 yards to score here. It's first and 10 at their own 6. 2:13 left here in the third quarter. They trail Hiawatha 20-0. Here is the snap. The give to the running back left side. He's going to lose a couple of yards back inside the 5. Ty Willick in on the stop. I think that was Stevens on the carry. They're continuing with some new faces here in the second half. The four possessions we've seen here in the second half, punt, punt, fumble, punt. So it was a loss of 2 by Stevens. And Thielen is still the quarterback. 2nd and 12 from the Jeff West 4. Now they're really backed up. They're going to roll out, and a throw is nearly picked off at the 5 by Xavier Oldham. That could have been taken into the end zone, but fortunate that Thielen just got it out of his hands in time. Brody Thielen, again, a freshman quarterback who has come into the game here in the second half, replacing the sophomore Tucker Holthouse. And at times he led a little bit of a drive, of course, that was ultimately stalled to a punt. But now it is 3rd down and 12 from your own 4-yard line. And again, this Hiawatha defense has been crazy with the pressure here tonight, and I would expect nothing less here. See what they do, as Thielen has Shellman in the backfield with them. 2 receivers make it 3 to the right, 1 to the left. Thielen to throw. He's going to take a shot here to the near side. It's a jump ball, nearly intercepted at the 30, and it's going to be an incomplete pass. Connor Kettler in there on coverage there, and it's going to be 4th and long from the 4 with 1:21 left here in the third, and it's going to be another punt, as now Brockstrom is standing at the back of his own end zone to punt this one away. Ashton Rockies standing back at the Jeff West 35. Brockstrom able to get this one away in a pretty decent kick, and it's going to take a good bounce. Credit Brockstrom, that's back in the back of the end zone. That's nearly a 50-yard punt out to the 41. Obviously, Hiawatha is going to have really good field position, but Brockstrom had a good kick from the back of his own end zone there. Hiawatha will have 1st and 10 at the Jeff West 41. Just under a minute 20 left to go in this third. They lead 20-0.
Rocky is a guy that was very busy at the beginning. We're saying his name a lot, but he hasn't done much since about the first quarter. He's been very quiet, hasn't really touched the ball on offense, made a couple tackles on defense, but I haven't really called his name on offense as much as we were early on.
Again, I think part of that might be with the new quarterback and some growing pains here with the sophomore and Alex Pyle. Once Brant Barnhill went down, we've seen multiple botched snaps and some fumbles, and still a 20-0 lead. Pyle's going to drop back to pass, throws one here to the near side, and it's caught at the 36. Nice little pitch and catch there. That's Josh Smith, a senior, on the reception. So it's a gain of 5 yards. So a nice little slant there by Josh Smith. Pyle finds him. Nice completion there for 5. 2nd down and 5.
A quick slant route. You got a big wide receiver and Smith out there standing at 6'4". You know, got a smaller corner. And just right over there and is able to go down and get it. And get, pick up a couple yards, you know, maybe grow some confidence in the passing game.
A couple completions now for Pyle. He's got 2nd and 5 from the 36 of Jeff West. He'll step back to pass once again. Same play. It's Smith again who makes a man miss and has some open field at the 20. Gets all the way near the 15 and is spun out of bounds. Looked like the same exact play. This time Smith made a man miss. He gets all the way to the 13. It's a pitch and catch of 23 yards. And Hiawatha's in the red zone.
All right, same exact play. Just went back to Smith, and this time he didn't have to fall to the ground to catch it, so he was able to put some moves on, get down the sideline, inside the 15. You know, now you're really threatening to put the game away here at the end of the third.
How about Pyle now? 3 of 4 for 40 yards. 20-0 Hiawatha coming up on the end of the third quarter. Pyle under center. Monaghan the carry. Not much. Casto in on the stop. Multiple black jerseys in there to bring him back and maybe back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. I think he might have lost a yard or two. Back to, let's see where they mark him, to the 14. So a loss of one by Monaghan. Second down and 11.
Kerry Monaghan is now the leading rusher for Hiawatha. 12 carries, but only 21 yards. He's ran a lot of right up the middle. So as long as he's running outside the tackles, he's running with the big boys in the middle.
That's going to run down the clock here in the third quarter. We saw punt, punt, fumble, punt, punt on the five drives that we got here in the third quarter. No score between the two teams in the third frame. At the end of three, Hiawatha still with a 20-0 lead at Jeff West. Fourth quarter coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you hustle, you can save big on select in-stock 2022 model Hustler mowers at Heinen Repair and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with their integrated park brake system and their exclusive smooth-track steering. Get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair, south of Valley Falls. And now in Lawrence, Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Learn more at HeinenRepair.com and HeinenOPE.com.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at LifetimeHolton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Away as we start the fourth quarter here on KNZA 103.9. It's a 20-0 Red Hawks lead. They have it second down and 11 at the Jeff West 14-yard line. Pyle under center for the Red Hawks. He'll take the snap. He's going to drop back. He's going to throw a lob towards the end zone. It's a jump ball, and it's knocked away at the last second. Great defense on the Jeff West secondary. A near touchdown throw there, but it's incomplete, and it's now third down and 11. Looked like they went to Caden Morton, a junior tall wide receiver listed at 6'4". Looked like he had it in his hands, and it was botched away right at the last second, and again, good defense by the Jeff West secondary. Now third and 11 at the 14. Now I would think maybe four down territory here for Hiawatha. Pyle's going to drop back. He's going to throw the same play, and this time nowhere. Josh Smith was the intended receiver, but he was way out in front of Smith. Looked like the same route as what we saw Morton do, just a straight go route to the end zone. And now fourth down and 11 at the 14-yard line, and Hiawatha is going to try for three here with Xavier Oldham. Braden Newell will hold. This is going to be a 30-yard attempt by Xavier Oldham. 8 seconds into the fourth quarter. Hiawatha at three. Good snap, good hold. Kick has the distance, and it's good. Xavier Oldham, a 30-yard field goal. That extends Hiawatha's lead to 23-0. We'll step aside, early fourth quarter. 23-0 Hiawatha here at Jeff West, and we're back in a moment.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at
364-3890. KNZA.
Score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Centralia 27-0 over Christ Prep Academy. That was a halftime score. Pawnee City a big lead over Wetmore on the six-man side. Sabetha was down 21-0 at halftime to Holt, but they have scored twice. Two unanswered touchdowns. So right now it's 21-14 Holton leading Sabetha about midway through that third quarter, at least the last update there. Two teams trying to find a win, McLouth and Horton. That's a 14-14 tie, and Troy is absolutely laying the beats on Valley Falls right now as we're back to it here. Big block here on the near side as it looks to be Brockstrom on the return. Makes a man miss, gets to the 30. He's at the 40, midfield, down the sideline. He's at the 35-30, 25-20. Brockstrom to the house. Touchdown, Tigers.
No flags.
No flags on the field. It's an 80-yard kickoff return touchdown for Sam Brockstrom. And after all the struggles offensively, how about a kickoff return TD to get your team on the board?
Rarely see one, but how about two in the same game, you know? I mean, it was a good wall. He made a couple man miss, and then Oldham was with him till about the 10, and he just eventually got by him to get in. But maybe a jolt of energy. You got 11 and a half minutes to go. You're only down two scores. Defense gets a quick stop. You never know what can happen here.
Well, the 6'2", 325-pound senior nose tackle, Tristan Muskrat, for the extra point. He boots it right through. 11:31 left in this game, and Jeff West is on the board. They trail Hiawatha 23-7. Another timeout. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority, Kansasland Radio.
Well, Jeff West finally able to get on the board here early on in the fourth quarter. They get an 80-yard kickoff return touchdown by Sam Brockstrom. After the extra point by Muskrat, makes it 23-7, Hiawatha. So we saw 0 points in the third quarter. The possessions went punt, punt, fumble, punt, punt. Then we start the fourth quarter, Hiawatha gets a field goal, and then the ensuing kickoff, Jeff West takes it 80 yards to the house.
You know, if your defense continues to play well here, I mean, you get a quick three and out. Your offense uses that momentum from that kick return. You never know what can happen here for Jeff West. It made the game a little bit more interesting. They got a good amount of time left.
They absolutely needed that, no doubt about it. Jeff West still all three of their timeouts. Hiawatha has two left. As we get set for the kickoff again, the nose tackle, Muskrat, to boot this one away, and it's a line drive. It's going to be a short kick, picked up at the 35 and down near the 40. So Hiawatha and the up man there, that was Ren Hageman, a freshman there, the up man that's going to gain about 5 yards on that return to the 40, and that's where Hiawatha takes over, first and 10.
I learned from the opening kickoff, don't get it to Rocky, because they'll take it back to the house, and they just saw what happened. So they kicked it at a front lineman, and I was lucky enough to fall on it. That ball can go any type of way if it hits off a player. But big defensive possession here for Jeff West. Big possession on both sides, as a matter of fact.
I'd like to see for Hiawatha, I mean, get maybe Ashton Rocky some touches. Oldham's been a good running back here tonight as he's approaching 100 yards. First and 10 at the 40. They will give it to Oldham. Right on cue, and he is stuffed up and maybe a yard to the 41. That's it. A little bit of momentum here for the Jeff West side, and the fans getting into it a little bit more. They do give Oldham a yard. It'll bring up 2nd and 9 from the 41.
We're talking about trying to get Rock involved. He only has 2 carries for 13 yards, 1 reception for 12 yards. I mean, he's done all that stuff on special teams and defense, but offensively, they haven't gotten the ball a lot. It's been a lot of Monahan and Oldham.
Well, now Oldham is limping over there on the sideline as he just ran off. They do got Monaghan back in at running back. Ashton Rocky is the split man here to the right. Josh Smith, a wide receiver. Oh, and they pitch it to Rocky, and he loses it in the backfield, and he gets it back, and he's going to be taken down for a monster loss all the way back inside the 30 to the 28. They'll mark him exactly at the 29. It's a loss of 11. The pitch was a little bit behind him, and then it just kind of popped up off his shoulder pad, and just fortunate he was able to get it back, and there was just nothing he could do. As he is ramped down in the backfield for a loss of 11, it's now 3rd down and 22 at the 29.
You've tried a couple passes. Maybe you run that quick slant to Smith here. That worked, and he broke it for 23 on that possession. Ended up being a field goal. You know, maybe you try and go to the air here. Maybe you be conservative and run the ball. Get the ball to Rock or Monaghan. I don't know.
They do give it to the running back. They'll get up to the 35 for a gain of 6. It is Oldham on the carry. This is going to be a punting scenario here for Hiawatha. As we're down to 9:44 left here in the game, it's a 23-7 Hiawatha lead. Again, this was a 20-0 halftime lead. Rockstrom back to receive. Oldham is set to punt it away. Rockstrom just took a kickoff 80 yards to the house for the lone Jeff West touchdown so far.
Last couple punts by Hiawatha have been pretty interesting, so this is a clean one, though.
Oldham does get a nice high kick here. It's going to bounce at the 32 and kind of hover there, and it stops and settles at the 33-yard line. So Jeff West getting the ball back. First and 10 at their own 33-yard line, trailing 23-7 here with 9:11 left in the fourth quarter.
Just talked about it. Their defense came out, got a quick stop. You know, now if your offense can just use the momentum, I mean, just keep control of the ball. Don't turn it over and fumble. I mean, they were driving early and they fumbled. Maybe they have a chance here. I mean,
you think they need a score here? They probably need some points here.
Yeah, Hiawatha's been running the clock ever since Barnhill went down. It's been very draining the clock on offense, slow to the line, running the football. So you might not have a lot of time if you don't score here.
I think they still have Thielen at quarterback. They want to give it to Brockstrom in right side. And he'll get a couple across the 35 out to the 37, so they'll give him 4. As again, the quarterback is still Brody Thielen, the freshman. They get Brockstrom in there for 4. It's second down and 6 at the 37. Jeff West, and time's running a little bit thin here, certainly taking some time here to get the plays in as we're down to 8:35 and rolling here in the ball game. Thielen in the gun here, second and 6. Two receivers near side, one far. They'll send Shellman in motion, split to the right. Thielen's going to pass it, and it is nearly picked off around midfield. That should have been picked off, as it's once again Connor Kettler, who nearly had the interception at the 48-yard line. It'll bring up 3rd and 7 at the 37.
Looked like him and Shellman were a little bit out of sync there. Shellman kind of ran like a curl around. He was expecting to go outside, maybe run a corner, but he threw it out there, and Kettler was the only one really out there, and he's lucky to get that ball back, and big third down play here for both sides.
Just over 8 minutes to go in the game. Hiawatha's lead is 23-7. 3rd and 7 here for Jeff West. Thielen, the quarterback's going to back up. He's going to throw a nice little pitch and catch. It's a first down across the 40. Out near the 45, or I should say, it's going to be right at the 45-yard line for a gain of 8. And it's a Jeff West first down, I believe.
That was Brockstrom, it looked like.
Brockstrom out of the backfield for 8 yards. On 3rd and 7, and a huge first down for the Tigers. Now 1st and 10 at their own 45, as we're now at 8 minutes and counting left in this game. Fresh set of downs. Thielen has 3 receivers, 2 left, 1 right. They give it.
Oh no.
And the ball is on the turf, and I think Hiawatha just recovered it.
There's Shellman on the carry, and the ball just popped up into the air and went right into the hands.
And it's another
Cameron
turnover.
Cameron Winder, he's been around the ball a lot tonight, and he was just in the right spot at the right time. That ball popped up into the air right into his hands, and you're talking about turnovers of haunted Jeff West.
That's their 4th turnover tonight after they posted 7 last week. Well, that has just been an absolute killer for them, and that may be the nail into this one, but they need a lot of help now as Hiawatha takes over 1st and 10 at the Jeff West 46-yard line. Miles going to drop back to pass. Has some time. Looks right. Now throws left. Has a man open. It's caught at the 25 and down around the 23-yard line. It's Ty Willick with a big catch. Let's see where they mark him down. They'll mark him down at the 24, so it's a gain of 22. Willick, a 22-yard reception.
First catch on the night, you know. Had that touchdown, I mean, he only has two carries, but one went for a touchdown. It was his first reception. He was open. I mean, Bile made a good throw all the way across the field because he rolled out towards us and threw it back towards the far side.
Well, that's the most confident I've seen Pyle in the pocket. He looked right and then just knew where he was going back left, and boy, he was open. We'll look for 22 yards. First and 10 at the 24 of Jeff West. Now Pyle's in trouble. Tucks it. Has some room. He's going to run. He'll get inside the 20, and he's busted out of bounds near the first down marker at the 16-yard line. He'll be shy of the first down by a couple, but it's a gain of 8. A nice scramble there by Pyle. And we got an injury timeout on the floor or on the field. It's going to be Jeff West, someone out there, down around between the 30 and the 35.
Looks like 54, Osiris Unra, holding out his lower leg. He was rushing the passer and forced Pyle to scramble back to the far side. Maybe some gave a little bit there. A little unfortunate for him to go down.
Well, certainly this is the most confident I think we've seen sophomore quarterback Alex Pyle. He made a nice 22-yard pitch and catch to Ty Willick and then a nice scramble there for 8 yards. So after the injury timeout here, Hiawatha in business inside the red zone trying to put this game away. And Unruh back to his feet. Good to see. He'll get off the field under his own power. But in the red zone now for Hiawatha, leading 23-7 with 6:50 to go in the game.
Last couple possessions for Hiawatha, we've seen them do a lot of dropping back and passing the ball with Pyle. Maybe that's planning ahead for next week for Holt against Holton. I mean, that's a big game. That's one of the top teams in the Big 7. You know, maybe planning like having to pass the ball to Holton stuff in the run game, making them comfortable in a game-like situation.
Well, now the clock's showing 70 minutes. That's certainly not the case. They got to reset the clock here. So Hiawatha, certainly a touchdown here would put this game away, as we're not quite to the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. Well, I think they're just going to keep the 7 minutes on the clock, and they'll start it as it's second down and 2 from the Jeff West 16. Pyle under center. He's going to hit his own guy, but he's going to drop back. He's going to throw one towards the end zone. It's a jump ball and incomplete. Ashton Rocky, the intended receiver. That's a dangerous throw into coverage. Fortunate it hits the turf. It's now third down and 2. Well, he's certainly not afraid to throw it into coverage. He certainly gets some tosses out there. Rocky looked like he may have had a hand on it, but he also had 3 black jerseys around him as well in coverage right around the goal line. So now third down and 2 at the Jeff West 16. 6:50 to go in the game, 23-7 Hiawatha. And there's some movement on the right side of that offensive line as Memphis Wawasik, also Jose Valencia there. Little movement there. So now third and 2 to third and 7. It's going to drop it back to the 21-yard line outside of the red zone. Well, we've seen Xavier Oldham tonight hit a 30-yard field goal. Let's say if they gain no yards here, you'd be looking at about a 35, 36-yard field goal. Interested to see if they would try for that. Let's see what they do here on 3rd and 7 at the 21. Going to be Pyle dropping back. He's looking left. He's throwing towards the end zone. Another jump ball, and it's going to be picked off at the goal line. And Jeff West runs it out to about the 6-yard line, and another turnover. And Jeff West gets it back with 6:42 left. 1st and 10 at their own 7-yard line.
Looks like that might have been Brody Boyer back there in coverage.
He
was able to jump up and take that one. And our dangerous pass from Pyle, I mean, into double coverage, just kind of floated it up there. And Boyer was able to go get it. And Jeff West, you know, I mean, if they can break one here, I mean, sitting at 6.5 minutes, it's just still 2 scores, but they're going to have to get a quick one here.
Well, we've seen Thielen for most of the second half, but now they do put Tucker Holthouse back in at quarterback. We've got Shellman to his left. It's first and 10 at their own 7. 6:42 left in the game. 23-7 Hiawatha. Here's Holthouse again, rolling to his left. Gets away from one, just making a man miss. Makes another guy miss. Able to cross the 10 out near the 12. So a good scramble there. Able to get maybe 4 or 5, depending on the spot. He was dancing around the goal line for a second. They give We'll give 5 for Holthouse out to the 12. Second and 5 from there. Clock moving, under 6:20 to go. It's a 23-7 Hiawatha lead.
The key to that play was he was able to roll out to a strong side. It was a little bit better protected, making him a little bit more comfortable. Rolling out to a strong side, being a lefty.
Time is running out for Jeff West. They got a long way to go to the end zone. 88 yards to be exact. Holthouse in the pocket. Is he going to get away from one? He does, and scrambles across the 15 and out near the 17, so near a first down. Let's see. Depending on the spot, may have a first down. And we saw that in the first half. Holthouse failing on the pocket and scrambling for his life. And it looks like they may mark him short. No, correct that. They do say it's good enough for a first down. So
favorable spot.
Favorable spot. He needed 5, maybe 5 and some change. And a fresh set of downs for Jeff West. 5:45, clock moving, fourth quarter, 23-7 Hiawatha. First and 10 for the Tigers at their own 17. Holthouse bobbles the snap, but gathers. Now he's rolling to his right, chucks one downfield, and it looks to be picked off at the 48. Another turnover. It's an interception for Hiawatha. It is intercepted by Connor Kettler, the sophomore defensive back who's been getting a lot of playing time here in the second half. Comes up with the INT, and it's another Jeff West turnover. Hiawatha with 5:28 to go, getting the ball back at the Jeff West, the 44-yard line, correction, 46. And again, leading 23-7, Hiawatha inching that much closer to a 2-0 start to their season.
That was a true jump ball scenario. Two guys went four, and Kettler, who's had a couple of interception opportunities already early in the game, was able to get up and get that one, and a critical interception.
Looks like Xavier Oldham on the run, right up the gut. He'll gain 4. Across the 45, down to the 43-yard line. Second down and 6 for Hiawatha, approaching the final 5 minutes to go. All at the 42, so a gain of 4. Redhawks certainly in no hurry, and certainly will have their hands full next week as they're back at home against Holton. Pile under center, second down and 6. Movement up front, but no flag. They do snap it. They give it to Monaghan, I believe. He'll get up to the 40. Forward progress for a gain of 2. Bring up third down and 4 from there.
That's what Monaghan's been doing all night. He has 13 carries for 23 yards, but all 13 of those carries are right in between the A gap. So, I mean, they're just running right behind the center with him, and he's been effective 3-4 yards on most of his carries.
Sophomore 5'9", 175. A third down and 4 scenario here for Hiawatha to Jeff West, 40. Just across 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. There's some movement up front, and there's a flag, and this might be on Jeff West on the defensive front, maybe jumping into the neutral zone. Hiawatha's reaction made it seem like it was against the Tigers, and if it is, it's going to be a first down for Hiawatha, and it is offside against Jeff West. So on third and 4, a 5-yard penalty will give the Redhawks a first down.
Looks like Shulman on the far side trying to get an early start, maybe expecting a run or a pass play, and just got a little over-eager.
So now again, the clock continues to move. We're coming up on 4 minutes. Hiawatha just trying to run this one out. They lead 23-7. They have it first and 10 at the Jeff West 35. Pile under center. Take the snap. Oldham has it. Pushing his way towards the 30. Forward progress. They'll mark him at the 31, so he'll gain 4. Second down and 6. Oldham has had a good night. He crosses 100 yards, 15 carries for 101.
The clock has stopped for some reason. I mean, the play clock's running, but, I mean, that play was ran in bounds. Injury, no timeout, so
none of the officials realize that the clock is not moving. Not sure why.
The play clock is down under 10 now, but the game clock is not moved.
That's so.
A little home
Tigers,
cooking.
Yeah, Tigers are saving themselves about 30 seconds here. Monaghan again right up the gut. He'll get forward progress to the 30 for maybe a yard, and still the clock has not started. It is still stuck on 3:56. Now finally one of the officials from the far side is trying to tell them to move, so I mean, not sure. Obviously that benefits Jeff West a little bit more, but
saves him about a minute.
Definitely a minute. Probably could have came off the clock there in the last play and a half, but now the clock's moving. It's at 3:40 and counting. It's going to be a third down in about four scenario here after Monaghan picked up a couple to the 29. And Hiawatha led 20-0 at the half. They lost their quarterback, Brant Barnhill, in the first quarter, and we get a whistle and a timeout. Stops the clock at 3:31 left in the game. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break, and you're looking for that maybe perfect snack. Whether it's the concession stand or your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, perfect timeout snack. Hiawatha trying to put this one away, and we'll get back to you when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Hiawatha trying to shut the door on this one here at Jeff West, leading 23-7, 3.5 to go. A couple finals in the Big 7. Boy, Nemaha Central, they were not playing around with Royal Valley tonight. They won 71-15. Holton able to hold off Sabetha. They actually pull away from the Blue Jays, winning 35-14. Pyle, a give to the running back Oldham. He'll get a yard to the 28. And that's it for Xavier Oldham, a gain of one. It brings up fourth down and about three from the 28-yard line. Clock is moving now, and during that timeout, head coach for Hiawatha, Michael Downard, certainly letting the officials know that they probably gave the Tigers an extra minute while the clock was not running when it should have been. So it's a fourth and three scenario for Hiawatha as we're now under 3 minutes to go. The 28 of Jeff West, Pyle to throw, and it's going to be an easy pitch and catch for a first down at the 20. Bouncing back at the 21 is Josh Smith, gets to the near side, 15, and then finally brought down at the 12. And he's wanting a horse collar tackle. What a pitch and catch to Josh Smith for a gain of 16 yards on fourth and three. And that sets up Hiawatha first and 10 inside the 15.
It ran a lot more than 16 yards coming all the way across the field, but I think he has a case.
Oh, yeah,
there
absolutely.
About, he did get brought down pretty high, and it looked like he got ripped down right in front of the official, too. But, I mean...
No, he called for it immediately, and the official said no way. But, boy, he looked... It certainly looked like he got yanked down by the collar.
Definitely a high tackle there, but that's pretty much going to ice the game if you're Hiawatha. I mean, you might get one in here, but...
Well, they got to get quick. It's 3 seconds on the play clock. Pyle is able to get the snap off, and they do hand it off to Oldham kind of awkwardly, and he's able to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. As they're going to be able to tick this down under 2 minutes. Boy, we mentioned again, just... Now the officials are going to say, timeout, Jeff West. We'll go ahead and keep it right here with 2:02 left. Hiawatha trying to put this one away. The question is, if you lose Brant Barnhill for a significant amount of time, it's going to be, obviously, Alex Pyle moving forward. And we've certainly seen much better play from Pyle in the second half. He's been much more confident throwing the ball. He's 5-9, 75 yards, and made a good pitch and catch there to Josh Smith for the first down on the fourth down conversion. But it's definitely different than Brant Barnhill. We saw... While Barnhill was in the game early, the offense certainly had a little bit more juice to it, but when you get two non-offensive touchdowns, you get kickoff return TD and then a pick six, your offense doesn't have to do a whole lot considering Jeff West, their offense really been stagnant all night. Their only score was Sam Brockstrom going 80 yards on a kickoff return. So you mentioned it. Not often do you see one kickoff return touchdown at this kind of level, but two in a game is pretty wild, and we also seem to pick six as well. So it's been kind of a bizarre game, and certainly some players have been getting banged up and seen a little chippiness as well. So Certainly Big 7 football for you. Nemaha Central again winning big at Royal Valley. Holton beats Sabetha as Pyle drops back to pass, and he finds Josh Smith, and it falls incomplete. They were trying to claim that it was a catch and a fumble, but it was incomplete.
I think halftime
now
really,
third and 10.
I think halftime really helped out Pyle. I mean, he's kind of probably wasn't going through the week preparing to play a lot of quarterback. You know, he's kind of going
into
position.
I imagine he probably
yeah.
takes some reps, obviously. If you're the backup, you probably take some reps. You probably go up against the first team off or the first team defense at times, maybe in practice, but you really don't expect to play. And then, lo and behold, it was about, what, 4 minutes into the game, he's thrown into the fire, and he's been playing ever since.
I think halftime really helped him settle down and instill some confidence in him.
Well, he's going to throw it here on third and 10. He wants a shot at the end zone, and it's nearly intercepted, but incomplete. But instead of just running the ball, they're dropping Pyle back to throw here, so the clock is going to continue to stop. You lead 23-7. It's at 1:50 to go. Now it's fourth down and 10 at the Jeff West 12. And we'll see what they do here. It looks like they're going to try Xavier Oldham for another field goal attempt. This would be about a 23, 24-yarder?
Yeah.
Or correction.
Maybe about 27?
Yep,
27, 28, they're at.
Yeah, it's going to be a 28-yard field goal attempt.
At the 12.
Again, you got to work with me with my math. That's just, got to give me a second. 28 yards for Xavier Oldham. It's low, but it's got the distance, and he puts it right through. So Xavier Oldham cap off a drive with his second field goal tonight. That was 28 yards. He also connected on 30. It extends the Hiawatha lead 26-7. Again, just a minute 46 left in this game. So, Trenton, we've seen one offensive touchdown in this game. We have seen two kickoff return touchdowns. We have seen a pick six, and we've also seen a couple of field goals. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned, I mean, we have eight turnovers in the game, too. Five from Jeff West, and then Hiawatha has three. So, I mean, it's been a very interesting, kind of crazy football game, but very fast move, a lot of run, not a lot of passing the football. But, I mean, that's advertised with Jeff West. I mean, they're a very young team, so a lot of inexperience in Hiawatha, you know, losing their quarterback was big. So that kind of threw a wrench in their plans, probably. So kind of making an adjustment. So it has been a pretty crazy game, and if you're Hiawatha, you got to be very thankful for those two non-offensive touchdowns, or else, I mean, 13-7, 14-7, somewhere in that range, and a completely different game here with a minute 45 to go.
Yeah, you're right. Certainly, those two touchdowns right there, probably the difference in the game. It's much different if you don't get the pick six, and then obviously if Ashton Rocky doesn't take the opening kickoff nearly 80 yards to the house, who knows how that first possession could have laid out. As we're playing down the final 1:45 kickoff return, and another nice hole here. And a good return out across the 35 near the 38-yard line. Cole Gilbert on the return. And nicely done. Jeff West will take over. First and 10 at their own 38, but just a minute 39 left in the game, and they trail 26-7.
Maybe a little bit of a confidence builder kind of drive here for Jeff West. I mean, traveling up to Sabetha next week is going to be a tough matchup, but maybe, you know, you figure out Holthaus and Thielen, how that might work out, build and instill some confidence near them at the quarterback position going into next week.
Rockstrom in motion from left to right as it's Holthaus who takes the snap, throws a nice little pass down the middle of the field, and boy, lit up. Boy, what a defensive play by Braden Newell, a sophomore, blasting that one away. From the receiver, Cole Gilbert. That was a pretty good throw there by Holthaus. But again, a much better play defensively by Newell. It's incomplete. Second down and 10.
That was probably one of the better, if not the best, blocked play by the offensive line for Jeff West. Holthaus had time to be in the pocket and deliver a good throw. Just, like you said, a great play by Newell laying the hit.
So second down and 10. We're under about a minute and a half left. Is now running for his life is Holthaus, and he's going to be sacked. Back near the 32-yard line. And another sack for the Hiawatha defense. Nicely done by the defensive end, K.J. Hullab.
Monaghan was in there, too, at the linebacker spot. Was able to each get him and Hullab able to take down Holthaus there.
So drops him back behind the chains. Third and 15, back to the 32. Clock's running at a minute to go in this one. Stick around. We'll have our Post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. We'll name our lineman of the game and also our player of the game. We'll recap it and get you set for the Community National Bank High School scoreboard show. Willick in the backfield, and he's in there for a quarterback sack. Well, certainly a candidate for player of the game, Ty Willick. He comes up with his second sack, and now fourth and a mile with under 35 seconds to go.
And then at the end, you mean Olive, who's just on the last sack. Olive was around the play there, too. He's had a nice defensive night being in the backfield constantly, but him and Willick are a dynamic duo tonight here on the defensive side of the ball.
And we'll see. It is fourth and a mile. Jeff West is going to punt this away. We're at 15 seconds to go, and it is booted away. Hiawatha just staying away from it, bounces it right about midfield and back to the 48-yard line. It stops the clock at 6 seconds. Hiawatha will come out, run one play, and this game's going to be over. So certainly the Tigers had a little bit of momentum in the second half. They certainly had a chance. It was 20-7 at one point. Or I should say 23-7 at one point. And certainly they had some time. But again, turnovers with a big killer. Certainly some penalties on some key drives. So just mistakes. Certainly something they're going to have to fix going into next week. They go to Sabetha next week. And Hiawatha again going to want run one play. They're going to take the knee. And that is going to do it, as Hiawatha is going to win this ball game by a final score of 26-7. Our post-game show is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. 26-7 Hiawatha, and our post-game starts next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kansaland Radio.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3/4 ton. That's bail beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service, and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
South Holton Temp Control Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the temp controlled and insect-free storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image, sports teams stand out, and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too, from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, Replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit giantcom.net to learn more.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Postgame coverage brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Brandon Tabman joined by Trenton Kraxner here as we get set to wrap up this ball game tonight. Our game of the week here on KNZA. Hiawatha 26-7 winners here at Jefferson West. We'll dive into it momentarily, but Trenton, just kind of real quick right at you here, just kind of the overall takeaways from this game. It was certainly a struggle bus for both teams at times. Obviously some injuries, a lot of penalties, a lot of turnovers. Ultimately, you know, when it's all said and done, Hiawatha comes in, gets a win. They're now 2-0.
I mean, for Hiawatha, I mean, you know, very unfortunate. You're praying for Barnhill for a quick recovery, but I thought Pyle stepped up big in that half. I thought he played a lot better than we first came in, so hammering out some reps for him. Doing a lot of what you did tonight, using Oldham and maybe some Monaghan. Maybe get Rocky a little bit more involved next week. You got a big game at home against Holton. For Jeff West, I mean, you got to travel up to Sebastopol, so the road don't get any easier, but I thought the defense was great tonight. I mean, special teams struggled a little bit, and the offense just couldn't get going. But, I mean, the offense or the defense continues to play well. Maybe the offense gets going at Sebastopol next week. A lot of young guys, so, I mean, experience is big for them. But they just got to hold on to the ball. I mean, they had 5 turnovers again last night, 7 last week. So turning over keeping the ball and not turning it over is big for them.
No doubt about it. 12 turnovers in 2 games ain't the recipe for success. And even Hiawatha had 3 turnovers of themselves. But, again, we saw just one offensive touchdown in this game, and it was Ty Willick on a 6-yard run in the first half, actually in the first quarter. At that point, it was 13-0 Hiawatha with about 4 minutes left in the frame. That was the only offensive touchdown we'd get the entire game. We had the pick 6 from Ty Willick. We had 2 kickoff return touchdowns in this game. Ashton Rocky took the opening kick, 78 yards to the house, and then the lone score for Jeff West was Sam Brocksterman taking a kickoff 80 yards to the house. That was after Hiawatha had just connected on a field goal to go up 23-0. Then ultimately one more field goal after that, 26-7, the final score in this ball game. Just 60 total yards of offense for Jeff West. They were sacked a lot. Credit the defensive front and the linebacker play, and even just really the entire defense for Hiawatha. They were very stout, and it's now time to announce our lineman of the game. It's brought to you by Giant Communications. When you need a strong, reliable network for your home or business, Giant Communications. Protect your blind side. Ask about how whole home Wi-Fi can better your network experience online at Giants.com. That is GiantCOMM.net. Trenton, what about our lineman of the game? We were talking a little bit, certainly a couple of options, but obviously Hiawatha defensive front making some good plays tonight.
I'm going to have to give it to Cameron Winder. I mean, he was constantly in the backfield, tackles for loss, sacks, just providing pressure all night. I mean, like Jeff West just didn't have an answer for him. I mean, then you had Willick as a linebacker lined up there with him. I mean, he's a linebacker, so he can't win lineman in the game. But those two provided a lot of pressure in the backfield, so I'm going to give it to Cameron Winder.
Cameron Winder, our lineman of the game, brought to you by Giant Communication. Now, how about our player of the game? It is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, I think honorable mention would have to go to Xavier Oldham tonight. He was the leading rusher for Hiawatha. He finished with 17 carries for 102 yards. He also kicked 2 field goals. Certainly was making some plays on the defensive end as well. But certainly, probably the next man up would be Xavier Oldham with the 100-yard night and a couple field goals. But we're going to go with Ty Willick tonight. Boy, the sophomore, he was just everywhere. So when you kind of look at some of the stats, you think, well, you know, maybe there's not a lot there. 2 carries, 14 yards. He had the lone offensive touchdown. He had a reception for 22 yards. But he had a pick 6, a block punt, and a couple sacks on defense. So just an absolutely great game all around for Ty Willick, the sophomore for the Redhawks. Our player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Real quick, we saw Nemaha Central win big tonight at Royal Valley. They hung up 71 points, all of a sudden looking like the team to beat in the Big 7. This Hiawatha team is 2-0, but the schedule does not get any easier down the stretch. And for Jeff West, again, 12 turnovers in 2 games. They have to try to get it right because they go to Sabetha before playing Hayden, Nemaha Central, and Perry LeCompton in 3 straight weeks. So both teams really have their schedules getting beefed up here down the stretch. But final thoughts here with Trenton before we wrap things up. Final score, 26-7 Hiawatha, as Jeff West will go to Sabetha next week. and Hiawatha, they will be at home against Holton, who beat Sabetha here tonight. Partner, it was fun. Great stuff. We'll be back at it next week. We'll stay tuned to MSCSports.net. We'll let you know what games we'll have on the air for you. We got the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up here in just a little bit as well. Want to thank Leah Kessler, Paige Mueller, Seth Tollison, helping out with the Hiawatha Red Hawk Channel. Trenton Craxter, my man. To my right, color commentator, I'm Brandon Tadman. Final score, 26-7, Hiawatha wins it. Keep it locked. Community National Bank High